Ladies and gentlemen, in the far corner, Mother Nature and winter or fall. In the close corner, Pat Pagano, the predictor. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And we are about to enter one of the longest stretches of dry weather that we've seen since June.
We need it.
Right. So that's a good thing. And weather-wise, we're doing fine. Sun, patchy, cloudiness, breezy, 35 to 40 today. It'll be clear cold, upper teens tonight, so you'll have no problem going to and from the city today, Marshall. I'll just tell you one thing to be careful of. Partly sunny on Wednesday, 35 to 40. Thursday, partly cloudy, low 40s. And Friday, sun, some clouds, brisk, 35 to 40. Your weekend in the 30s and cold, but sunny. Now, there's no doubt about it. There will be a storm coming in off the California coast. It's going to go across the Southland, and it's going to become sort of a early winter storm. Over the weekend, this coming weekend, it'll be exiting off the southeast coast. There are two jet streams, one flowing across the north, one flowing across the south. Right now, that's what the computers see, and takes this storm off the Carolinas and out into the Atlantic. There's no reason for none of us not to believe that, except there is some energy in the Pacific Ocean that the models are not seeing yet. Once it gets on land, in the next day or two, it'll show up in the northern jet stream. And then the question is, will the two of them phase or merge and take the storm off the southeast coast and bring it up as a nor'easter? If it does, it's not going to be till next week. So it won't be this weekend. I would say the soonest it would be Monday. Right now, again, most of the modeling is saying no, except one. Take a guess which computer model is insisting that it's coming up this way.
The Euro.
I knew you were going to say that. Nope.
No.
The Canadian.
How's the Canadian been this year so far?
Fair.
Okay.
Fair. Hasn't been the greatest. So I have no confidence in that either.
We'll see.
We'll just sit and wait all week long. My gut is telling me that it's going out and we're not going to be affected. That's what my gut is telling me right now.
All right. Now, is it going to be windy in the city today?
Yeah. Right. Not windy, but at least 10 to 20.
Well, that's windy in those streets, those narrow streets.
Yep. Now, don't do what we did.
I was going to ask you, how sore are you today after
you were... this was a summer deal. Let me tell you, yesterday to have the day off was just a miracle and a godsend, because I don't know how I would have worked. But, you know, Saturday we got in the car, we left at 4 o'clock. We had to be in the city for 5:30. And it's 5 o'clock when we get to the city, and I'm not driving, a friend of mine is, Anthony, and he turns right on Fifth Avenue. Huh. We didn't give it a thought. Come to a standstill.
At 5 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, on Fifth Avenue. I'm going down toward 43rd. It's not moving, and then, of course, we realize everyone's slowing down to see the tree in Rockefeller Center. So the phone starts ringing. The cell phones start ringing at 5:30. Where are we? Because the rest of the crew is at the restaurant. Then the restaurant owner asked that everybody be there on time because he is jam-packed. So we said, well, you know, what can we do? We're not far. We're at Rockefeller Center. We'll be there. The restaurant's on 43rd Street. We'll be there in no time at all. Two more phone calls come. Just to add to the stress, by the time we got to the restaurant, we were in the restaurant at 10 to 6. So it was 20 minutes later, which wasn't bad. None of them had ordered. So that worked out just fine. The play was phenomenal. He really, really was so, so good. So really enjoyed the play, but it was a long play. Got home at 1 a.m. And the traffic coming home, not in the city, but on the GW Bridge, they closed two lanes on the upper bridge. So that took forever. Got up 6:30, went to church, came home, changed my clothes, got in the car, drove up State New York to the tree farm, which of course was not only muddy, Marshall, but there was a lot of deer residue.
Yeah.
So you had to be key, real careful where you step. I didn't get home till 6 p.m. We could not find a tree. And this tree farm is acres. Why couldn't we find a tree? All of them were huge. I mean, I brought a tape measure with me. Most of the trees were measuring width-wise, 7 to 9 feet. So finally, at the end, we found a tree. You know, the guys put it on top of the car. We came home. It was 6 o'clock. I was asleep by 7. And then yesterday, I had to work, you know, in the afternoon for today. But yesterday, I just tried to do everything that I didn't get a chance to do over the weekend. So it was not a relaxing weekend in any way, shape, or form.
Well, so now who gets the tree? You?
Yeah.
All right. Well, at least you got a tree.
Well, just taking a look at it. It's in the yard and the net. I mean, it's way bigger than, you know, way taller than the living room. So I'm going to have to cut from the bottom. I have to cut from the top, and I'm almost positive I got to cut from the sides.
That reminds me of a story. Oh, we don't have time. We're out of time already. Holy smokes. Look at that. Out of time already, Pat. What are we doing here?
We're just talking because there's no weather to talk about.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you. Remind me to tell you the story about cutting down a Christmas tree next tomorrow.
Okay.
All right,
we'll do.
All right. Pat.
Yes, well,
take it easy today. You've got weather week. You've got an easy weather week. You can breeze through the week.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with the check on a tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.